It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Hello and welcome to Blindly Obvious. I'm Tyler with my co-host Jeff. And today we are on the conversation of suffering. You know, as we get around the holiday seasons, there's no doubt that we all probably like to put a little bit more food away than we otherwise should, or maybe fail to. Towards the end of the year, it seems like we've all probably by this point given up on those exercise dreams and goals. And, you know, January is right around the corner, so we can start new resolutions again. But, you know, Jeff, you got here today and you started telling me about fasting right after I offered you a piece of delicious chocolate cake.
I was tempted. I was. You didn't know I was fasting. And I didn't know I was going to be fasting until after lunch yesterday. But yes, I am giving up some comfort food before the holidays. But listen, I am not going to fast at Thanksgiving or Christmas. I'm just going to give thanks
and eat it?
I'm going to give a lot of thanks. Right. I can't wait. Family's coming to town. And so we're gonna celebrate with some food. But right now, yes, I'm trying it out. Have you ever fasted before?
I have not. And I'm interested to learn a little bit more about this because I've, you know, heard, of course, there is many health benefits to doing so, but something about giving up food just doesn't sound so pleasant.
It's very counterintuitive. It's a war of mind as much as it is a war with your stomach.
Mm.
You know, and I would say this, a lot of us today, the God that we serve is our stomach.
Mm.
Think about all the things that you allow to lead you.
That's very fair.
How many times have you stopped whatever you were doing just to run to the fridge or some special restaurant and you drop it? I mean, what's the most you've ever spent on a meal? I think that we are real quick to comfort ourselves by filling ourselves with what we think will bring us happiness. What if going without would bring you happiness? I hate going to the dentist. How about you?
Yeah, I don't like going to the dentist
either. But why do you go?
So your teeth don't fall out?
You've been told and you're convinced that there's a benefit in you going. How often do you go?
Probably not as often as I should. I've never had a cavity, though. I'm cavity free.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Good genes there.
I guess.
But you still go.
Yeah.
Because you believe there's a benefit. Even though the grinding and whatever they may do, it's not pleasant.
No, that's true.
My point is that there are all these things that you would think aren't attractive, but we do them because we've become convinced there's a benefit in spending time or resources for these things and we get a return. What if there really is a return with going without food? I have had this wild hair in my whatever forever wanting to do this, but lack the courage, lack the will.
Okay.
Couldn't comprehend the benefit because I've never done it before.
This is fasting.
Fasting. Right. I have this past week while on vacation in a situation, environment that I could control, I wanted to fast. And I know it sounds crazy. Why would you do that on vacation? Well, the reason is I get hangry. If I'm just being completely transparent, I get hangry. Right. And so I know that. And I didn't want to be at the church or a Sunday morning and just start yelling at people. You know what I mean? I'm upset. So I thought, here's what I'll do on this certain day. I've got most of my stuff done that I want to get done for vacation. And so I worked on vacation on my honey-do list, which I'm the honey, and I had my own list. And I got those done.
And you got those Christmas lights up. So
and that was
you're
one
winning.
Of them. That's one of them. Yeah. You were my inspiration.
Good.
Man.
I'm glad Mel drove those home on you.
So Thursday, I told Mel, don't make me any coffee. I'm gonna fast. And so I'd already started the day before on a Wednesday.
So you're not even having coffee?
Well, okay, I had a caffeine pill because I can't just do black coffee. It tears my stomach up.
All right.
But I want to, and you can fasting. You can have tea. You can have coffee. But so I did one of those no-dos.
How was it?
That was my meal. That was breakfast. It didn't do anything for me, but I didn't get a caffeine headache.
All right.
So you got to figure out how you're not going to get a headache if you're addicted to caffeine, like most of us are.
Hmm.
So I went Thursday all stinking day. Now, listen, this is torture, dude. Melanie gets home at 3:00 and I know that. And I told her, I said, I'll have dinner ready for you. So I light up the smoker and I put on drumsticks and I smoke chicken, dude. It smells so amazing. Now, I've not eaten, by this point, almost 24 hours. I was supposed to go to the 24-hour mark, and I missed it by 2 hours so I could eat with her, because who wants to eat alone?
Well, I mean, that sounds like a good excuse, but
okay. Now,
who wants to smell the smoked chicken scent and not have it?
It was so amazing. Like, I was Jesus in the wilderness. That whole thing where the Spirit led him right after his baptism, and he goes and fasts for 40 stinking days, man.
Mm.
I'm not even in 24 hours yet. 40 days. And one of the temptations that Satan gave him was bread. You have the power, the ability, turn these stones into bread. But there was a purpose. There was a reason in my mind. Why would you want to do that? Tyler, what benefit in your mind can you derive from that level of suffering?
Eve.
When have you ever directly, intentionally entered into suffering?
I don't know that I have.
I know you have.
Intentionally?
Yes. What? You know what, it is?
What?
You exercise.
All right. I don't really feel like that's suffering to me.
Well, wasn't there a time? Hasn't there been a point where you're like, man, I don't want to do that today?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
So you did it anyway. Why? Why?
You gotta get it done, I guess.
No, there's a benefit. You know, right?
There is a benefit,
There's a benefit. And the reason you exercise isn't because you love to spend, 30 minutes? What do you do? How long do you exercise?
Usually, I'll do 30 minutes in the morning on the exercise bike and then 30 minutes in the afternoon.
I don't know of a single person who says, you know, I just like to burn calories.
Well, my problem is I like to eat so much that I know that's my alternative or I'm going to be 300 pounds.
Okay, so there's a benefit. Okay, so that's the key. So here's my question to you. What in the world is the benefit from starving? Let's just call it what it is.
Starving yourself?
Starving yourself. What could you possibly benefit? Why would God actually, Old Testament, and reference it in the New, why would he tell us to do that?
Probably to draw closer to him.
Okay, there's one.
I think it probably also does have a true health benefit,
like,
I would say.
Like what? How could you benefit from starving yourself? This got me on a quest, and I looked.
All right. What'd you come up with?
So I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm telling you what I researched from those who are and what I can remember. And I'll tell you right now, I'm fasting again right now. It was so good, Tyler.
I know there's a lot of people that do it for sure. I do think there really is a health benefit.
There really is.
I don't know
that my brain's firing, you know, logical linear thought or firing on all cylinders, but I'm going to try and explain this.
All right.
So I haven't eaten since lunch yesterday.
Oh, that big buffet we had.
Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Gosh, the food there, man. Do you have that macaroni and cheese? Is it all gone?
No, it's still here.
Yeah, that sounds good right now, too. That is the only thing. I do think about food a lot. So I felt so amazing after doing that one this past week. I jumped a couple days later back into a fast again.
That's for 24 hours or what?
I had people tell me on Sunday, they said, wow, did you have a great vacation? You look well rested. You look good. And I was like, let me tell you what I did do. So
you got the glow of a pregnant woman. What's going on with you?
Well, let me tell you, I'm not pregnant.
Hey, it's 2023. You never know.
I assure you. I feel amazing. So one of the things that older men get, which I'm crossing into that thing where AARP is going to start sending me mail.
Oof, Buckeye discount card on the way.
I need something, man. Give me some perk for being old. But is the insulin resistance where you... Part of the reason you gain weight is because your body's not regulating insulin properly anymore. It can't recognize what to do with it. When you fast, it resets it.
Hmm. Why would you fast when you could just take Ozempic? Jeez.
Did you see the study on that and that they're showing what it does to people?
Yeah, there's some nasty side
effects.
Oh
my goodness. If you're on that, you better talk to your doctor and get off.
Well, you know usually how it goes when they roll out these new... pills for an ill kind of thing. I feel
pill
like
shot.
Everything's fun in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, 5 to 10 years later, if you've been injured by taking this substance, please call these attorneys, serious lawyers for serious injuries.
Where are the institutions, I know there are some, that are there to protect us? I guess they're bought out too. Anyway.
They might be getting paid to go ahead and just pass those
medicines
right on along.
So get this, man. Okay, so, and I can't remember the exact things. I could look it up and read to you, and I don't want to do that, but like I think it takes like 16 hours and every person's a little bit different because we all have different metabolisms, but somewhere around the 12 to some are even the 24 hours, you go into ketosis.
All right.
In all this process, when you get hungry, your body burns through your last meal within about 4 hours. And that's why you get hungry and you want to eat, because it's burned through all the energy that you consumed.
So you're almost tricking your body into, through fasting, your body thinks that like it's not going to receive food again. So it goes into like a survival mode.
Well, it does do that. There's a lot of switching over that it does. Instead of storing fat, it begins to burn your fat reserve that you have. But to do that transition, it's uncomfortable. And that's where you kind of have that period of discomfort. Your body begins to not just break down fat cells, it also breaks down prions, which are misfolded proteins, which cause Alzheimer's and maybe dementia, these things. Mm. Yeah. The other part is that it breaks down old cells. Well, we all know what cancer is. Cancer is a cell gone bad. Like it's malformed. Your body goes and eats those.
Wait a minute. So are you telling me that science and spirituality could actually be interlinked?
I'm telling you that science and medicine found that what God said a long time ago was right.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
No. I couldn't imagine.
The benefits are of you going without intentionally entering into suffering. I think you nailed one of them. Is it does bring you to a realization of your dependence upon God, and it does make you draw close to Him. Second, it puts your body into a state by His design that helps you to, after 3 days, it boosts your immune system. Like your immune system goes into overdrive. I forget how many days. Is it 1 day or day and a half that you start making human growth hormone?
Okay.
I mean, all these things are happening. All these, your recessive gene protective measures go into place. They activate.
So it's almost like you're giving your body chemistry a great reset.
It does for you what pads do to a person laying on the table when their heart stopped.
All right.
Like it brings you back to life.
Gets things jump started again.
It resets all these things and helps your body to process disease, how you process your food and energy. Like I said, my energy is through the roof.
Now, is there a balance on fasting too long versus, like, is the average fast supposed to last a certain duration, or is it different for everybody, or how's that all seem?
Yeah, what I'm finding the magic window is you really don't want to go beyond 3 days without being very careful, because you start breaking down your muscle.
Okay.
So like your organs and your heart and your actual muscles, because it's got to get protein somewhere.
So somewhere between like a day and 2 days is probably a pretty solid fast that's going to serve you benefit versus potentially causing harm.
Well, actually, you start really getting a lot of the benefits after 16 hours. Mm. It's just 16 hours. So,
really, even a day has a great impact.
Yeah, if you did this, if you went and had an early dinner and waited all the way to lunch, that's what I started doing, you get direct benefits.
I feel like I actually kind of do that because I don't usually eat breakfast.
It's a low commitment. You know, it's like you're not going to bed hungry. And that's the key. That's what's so hard. It's hard. Last night, I was a little hungry, and I was like, oh, man, I would love to have some chicken broth or something. But I didn't do it.
So when do you get to eat again?
My window is supposed to be 1 o'clock. I wanted to go to at least 24 hours this time officially. And that's at 1 o'clock. Mel gets home at 3, so I'm going to make dinner for us. Again, I'm going to be sitting over food and make dinner for us. So whenever I get dinner prepared after she gets home, I'll come home and make it. And somewhere 3:30, 4 o'clock, I don't know, somewhere in there.
And you just got here, and I tried to offer you a delicious piece of chocolate cake.
You did, and I just had to say no.
That was probably some evil influence right there I had, not even knowing.
No, you know what's really tempting to me is your macaroni and cheese in the fridge. That's what I want right now.
Well, in that case, do you want some of that too?
That was so good. You know, there was nothing I had that wasn't good yesterday.
A lot of food too.
Did you try the desserts?
I had a piece of pumpkin pie.
The chocolate pecan pie. Did you try that?
I didn't. I'm not a big pecan fan.
Oh my goodness, man.
I know the lady that made that though. She definitely can bake. So I would take your word that it was pretty solid.
Good. I won't say her name, but thanks, Deb.
Yeah, there you go.
It was so good.
Well, you had those chocolate peanut butter things I had here that time. That
yes.
She made too.
Well, yeah, you didn't too. Bring those. You didn't bring those. No. I looked.
No, we ate them all. There was none left to bring.
Hey, listen, I don't mean to plug and push for fasting, but I'm telling you this, that as Americans, our affluency, our prosperity is actually killing us.
That's definitely a fair point.
We don't know what it is to suffer. And we're always poor, pitiful me because I broke a nail. You know what I mean? We don't know what it is to suffer.
We got a lot of first world problems.
We really do. And I'm telling you that we've all got to stop running from suffering. Not just from the exercise bike. I mean, I'm talking, sure. There are so many things that we could learn if we would go without and just trust God.
Or even less than suffering. How about just running from difficulty in general?
That is, I honestly believe, again, our country is in the straits that we're in dire straits, because we run from affliction, run from trouble. We see problems, but we just don't want to make it my problem.
Well, and now today too, in terms of that perspective, there's so many different vices and things we can use to kind of numb the disturbance or pain per se, that, you know, you just don't have to feel that. It's okay to not run into that, numb it, pretend it doesn't exist, and then, you know, tomorrow it'll be better. It'll just go away.
It'd be like burning $100. I've never done this, but burn $100 bill. Would you ever do that?
Well, I mean, I did tell you a story last week about going to the casino.
That is true.
Maybe not physically light one on fire, but I do think I've burnt them a few times in terms of just stupidity.
But we're doing that with our lives, man. Like, we don't understand what life is for, what it's about, where meaning is found. And so we're coasting through unsatisfied, popping pills so that we don't think about the mind-numbingness of our existence, which is for what?
Hey, Pink Floyd sings about this. It's called Comfortably Numb.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I know that song. Will you sing it?
No, I'm not going to sing it. Yeah, but it's even in times of numbing, how comfortable are you? Is it comfortable not to feel anything?
All I know is how good I feel right now, and I want others to feel it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I want to share this with everybody, but I can't make you do it. No more than I can make you turn to Christ and experience salvation, right?
It's like kind of the same, like sharing people, the good news, yes, kind of thing. Like,
please just taste and see that the Lord is good, and He is.
Well, and it's tasting and seeing isn't your religious experiences with other people, but actually true experience in a relationship with Christ.
Yeah, it's like I almost want to give an apology to all the lost people out there for the church and what we've become, because, you know, don't judge God by His people.
Sure. And also don't come in to tasting and seeing with your interactions with believers and expecting them to be perfect people.
Right. We're running to Him because we acknowledge what few will.
Sure.
We're problematic, man. We got issues.
100%.
And so that's what I'm saying. Please don't judge God by us, because we're all broken too, trying to be whole. And as long as we're in this body, we're going to be suffering.
Even though plenty of the believers do act as though they have nothing they're dealing with.
Holier than thou. Oh my goodness.
The only person they're really lying to is themselves.
Exactly. Well, and us, but we see their lies, right? I think they believe their lies. We know better. But no, listen, I just want to say, A, try God. If you have never ever turn to Him truly and seek Him, I think you'll be blown away. And that same God showed us, before we had the medical, before we had the science and all the smart people in white coats that aren't so smart after all, confirming what God told us long ago. And He has the best in mind for us. And He designed us and built us. And if we do things His way and the borders and boundaries He's created, it works.
Every time.
Every time.
As always, this has been Blindly Obvious. If we can see it, you can see it too. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes, as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here, and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
It's Blindly Obvious, baby.